code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Cutting through the matrix on the 14th of June 2010. Newcomers, as always, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and bookmark all the other sites I have listed there for future use as the comm site goes down once in a while. And sometimes you'll find the sticky downloads when so many folk go in to download from the comm site at the same time. So if you've got these alternate sites, you can always get hopefully a clean download. Remember, all these sites have transcripts of a lot of the shows I've given in English, and if you go into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu, you'll find on that site you also have all the same audios plus the addition of transcripts in other languages for print up and to pass around. While you're there, of course, look into the items I have to sell, the books, the discs, and so on. That keeps me going because I don't take money from advertisers. The ads on the show are paid directly by advertisers to RBN for this airtime and for the equipment, staff, and the bills. We've also got lots of bills, so you've got to keep me going. Purchase the things out for sales. There are a few things. I've got hundreds of things out if I do nothing else. But purchase these things that will help me trickle over, and you'll learn a lot at the same time, an awful lot. In fact, I go into things and really matter, the things that really matter in the long term, to show you how the world really is run like a big business plan. And I'm sure lots of you out there have already caught on to that by now. Other ones are still grabbing at the latest crisis, and we get crisis every month now. We're in an age of perpetual crisis, and it's all intentional as well. I mentioned before perpetual war from the military. An article that was written by an intelligence officer who said at that time we're in a state now of perpetual war to spread the American system, which isn't really American at all, because America's changing all the time as well. An American system, or the new American system, across the whole world. So you have perpetual crisis and perpetual war. War on everything, war on the climate, according to the Club of Rome, and of course war on humanity itself, because they claim they want to bring this world back to a pristine condition so that that those who are fittest, the elite, can live in it all nice and quiet and have lots of everything. So that's really behind the big push now for sustainability and so-called anthropomorphic global warming. They blame us for all this nonsense. So, as I say, keep supporting me. I need your help. So, if you want to pay personal checks from the U.S. to Canada, are good. International postal money orders are good from the U.S. to Canada. You order, also order through PayPal. Just send a separate email with your order, name, and address, and the PayPal donation, and I'll get out to you. Same across the rest of the world, and you get the addition of Western Union or MoneyGram, and some people just send cash. Eventually, it'll be worth nothing. So send the offer right now before it's worth nothing at all. And I really mean that, too. It really is falling like crazy across Europe. European money has just drastically fallen. Even India has gained 20 points, while the whole of Europe, the euro, as they call it, has dropped. It's plummeted. But that's all in the cards, too, as we go into this great global future with its planned crisis, its planned outcomes, and we all live in the happy plantation together, ruled by our overlords and masters. We're all professionals, mind you, and experts and everything, so they'll take care of it all for us. In fact, we'll have no thinking to do at all, apparently, according to some of the big authors that helped design the system. The state will be taking care of all your problems for you and deciding what you'll do next, even what you'll work at, because you'll do work is all part of that, of course, too. Very old agenda. And isn't it amazing that everything that happens, like 9/11, happens right on cue for 2001, the century of change. And then they get the oil spill, the massive disaster, right when they're pushing, and they were failing with the catastrophes for the pollution on the planet. Carbon taxes come out of this. Here we go. Back with more after these messages.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. In fact, I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
I'm Alan Wadsworth, heading for the Matrix. You know, I think it was Albert Pike said, he said, we'd never start a premature revolution. What he was talking about was the years of work, many, many years, sometimes 20, 30, 40 years or more, depending on the agenda or the part of the agenda, to prepare it all and to get the organizations set up and to even get the ideas into people's heads that they never had before, because we are propagandized all the time, and that's what the media is all for, propaganda. And all down through time, it seems, since they gave us a printing press, we've had opponents for everything. So we have the pros and against down through history. It's the dialectic process. And between the two of them, they managed to brainwash the masses to go along with the same system. It's rather interesting, isn't it, that we've watched bank collapses, supposedly, that happened out of the blue by professionals, mind you, the best there are, as we're told, with central banks established in every country that all work together, often intermarried, in fact, with the workers, and they work with the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and these are the best that money can buy, supposedly. It depends who's getting the money, I guess, but when you think about it, we've had collapses, we've had one in the 20th century. It was a massive, prolonged, what they called recession. They like the R word rather than the D word when they drag it out. It's still a depression in the latter part of the 20th century in parts of Europe, including Britain. And then they had this one in the 21st century with the bubbles and all the rest of it. And then the bankers are rewarded for their flagrancy and the greed by the taxpayer who supposedly makes good all the losses, and they're all put into even further slavery, and you keep the same system in. And that was only the 20th and 21st centuries. In the 18th century too, three men in the U.S. pulled the same stunt over a period of 50 years in the late 1800s. They got together and decided to really crash the economy, and they took over all the small businesses and little factories by themselves, for peanuts, and ran off with lots of old people's pensions. And yet the same system is still here. Isn't that astounding? I mean, you would think, really, if you did something wrong, you'd learn by it, and you say, well, can't have that again, so we'll change it to something that works, or we'll try something that might work. But no, it's the same system that goes on forever, isn't it? Because it's part of the control mechanism. And just like Pike said, they never start a premature revolution, so this is all part of an agenda, a worldwide agenda. They've already got the whole of Europe tied into paying off each other's debts, supposedly, regardless of the countries that have the least debts have to pay out the same amounts or even more to other countries to bail them out. So taxation goes, of course, with central banking. Central banking allows governments and Federal Reserve systems, or treasuries, whatever you want to call them, it's different names for the same thing in every country. Your government can borrow from them, but you shouldn't be borrowing anything at all. It's got enough taxes coming in. And if they can't live within their means, why are they out there borrowing? Anyway, they borrow from these banks, these reserves and so on, and then put you down as a guarantor to pay it all back. Then they hand it out to other countries, because it's all to bring in internationalism, and it's not for your country at all. A very old agenda, very, very old plan. You had the revolutions in the 1700s, you had the beginnings of what they then recalled as the Communist Revolution in the 1800s, with the plan to amalgamate whole areas of Europe and so on, and amalgamate Americas eventually, and then the Far East, the Pacific coalition under the same system, under a super parliament, a world government. And they tried the pan-American movements in the late 1800s through, again, the friends of Cecil Rhodes and Lord Rothschild on the American side. And then they brought it back again in the early 20th century. And then it lost it for a little while after the wars. And were pushing for global government under Wilson. And that's what the League of Nations was supposed to bring out at the time. They hoped everybody would be so fed up with the massive slaughter. And that's what World War I was, a slaughter. That they'd bring the countries to their knees and then give up their sovereignty and be ruled by the professionals, you know, the experts and the bankers and population control people. Well, that wasn't enough, so we had World War II, and it still wasn't enough, so they just keep banging along and says, well, it'll take up the 21st century to bring it in. So for the last 50 years in the 20th century, they talked about the century of change, which is now the 21st century, kicked off by 9/11 to start it off, and the Twin Towers come down on cue, of course, and they create martial law across the whole planet, followed by scare after scare, bird flu and all the rest of it, swine flu, that never happened either, and throwing out billions and billions, then the bank collapse. And right on Q2, when they can't get that carbon bill through, bingo, you have one of the greatest oil catastrophes in the Gulf of Mexico. It just doesn't happen that way. And you see, these guys have more luck than anybody. They could walk into any casino, and obviously they'd have to win. They're the biggest pot. They fit in with their agenda. You know. They've got more luck than anybody I can imagine. Really. And sure enough, they're tying all this in with changes to come, the pollution and carbon taxes, as Obama's talking about, and everybody else is talking about, to get that through, because they weren't getting enough support from the public. And now they're terrifying them to the extent that they'll probably say, oh, well, what can you do? And we go along with it. But, you know, we're just living through a big business plan. A long-term business plan, and the wars and everything are simply part of it. I'm not kidding about that. There's nothing happens. It's not planned on a great scale. Nothing at all happens without the planning and permission and negotiations and preparation too, mind you, for all to happen. And Roosevelt said the same thing, even in politics, if happens in politics. It was designed that way. So nothing can happen in politics out of the blue. It's designed that way. It's agreed among certain people, and it goes ahead. But during World War II, there were groups moving within the U.S. and Britain and elsewhere of high-profile people who were given the task to amalgamate the world. And they did release their books. And they traveled during World War II in military aircraft to different countries, meeting high-profile politicians and getting the signed treaties and agreements and all the rest of it. A lot of it has still not been made available to the public. But you can get their books, and maybe one of these might start reading from some of them, to show you what they were talking about then. They even decided in 1943, for instance, and one of them, they would divide up Berlin between the Soviets and the Americans and British. And that's exactly what they did. What they said was they could never allow Germany to unite for at least one full generation. And bingo, we had one full generation passes, and then down comes the wall, and down comes communism, we're told. And that's it. They're all one big happy family again. And then they find themselves belonging to the EU. They're under a bigger master than ever before. So what isn't it? You think you're fighting a communistic, Sovietized system where a few parasites can live at the top on top of the wealth and the work and labor of all those down below who suffer and toil and sacrifice to make it all happen, to end up working under the EU where a few people live very well on the top of all the bats that suffer and make it happen. It's just the same system, only better, because you still think you're under democracy. Even though the EU has said itself in its own writings, it's not a democracy. We're post-democratic. So it'll take us another generation for that to fade out of our minds, and they'll feed that as long as they need to use that term democracy to fight wars and civilize people over across the Middle East, stuff like that. And you have hundreds of organizations that were put out in the embryo stage in World War II, that carried on after World War II, and they go on all the time. Sometimes they change their names, but it's all the same outfits, really. You know, when you look at this article here, it's from an organization that's been amalgamating townships into agreements and treaties, which are binding, by the way, bypassing your governments, your state governments, provincial governments, and federal governments, with the permission of them, of course, because they know what's happening. And this one is the ICLEI primer, it's called. It says, your town and freedom threatened. This is from someone who's been watching it. And it's good, at least in the US, you have people who watch these things. You don't get so much of that outside. They're too busy running with party politics and nonsense and sports. And this article goes back to August 2009. It says, right now in your town and neighborhood, policies are being implemented that will ultimately eliminate your freedoms and destroy your way of life. You need to know what's going on to stop this process. Many town officials are selling us out to global regional government with help from International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, the ICLEI, also called Local Governments for Sustainability. The ICLEI is used as one of the mechanisms to undo the political recognition of unalienable rights. And that's true. It gives more power to government agencies and even ones they privatize, which give them really federal authority. It says they use false premise and outright lies of anthropogenic global warming to change our way of life for the worse. It promotes Local Action 21, Local Agenda 21, and other United Nations programs. Why? Because it is a United Nations program. You've been under this since World War II. This is why should you care? Social engineering and behavior modification are some of the true objectives being implemented under the guise of environmental and climate prevention of protection. This is accomplished by exploiting people's desire to maintain a healthy and lasting environment in the name of sustainability, and that's the key. Back with more after these messages.
Did you you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about some of the organizations. There's hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds of them, non-governmental organizations that have many people within government working for them, by the way. Allowed to affiliate with these organizations, it seems, as they sell everyone out. So it's really a big agenda authorized on a world level by the world government, really, the ones who really run the planet. All this is going on to train us into accepting it step by step and generation by generation. And most folk today who are young, I think, getting all the brainwashing, don't really care or really think much about it. It seems quite natural that we go into a world government and we're all start wearing green grasses, skirts and so on, and be all happy, happy living in, I don't know, modern bird's nest or something like that. I don't know how their new cozy habitats will be. However, anyway, this article here on this organization, the ICLEI, talks about, and it's about them actually, as someone who's watching them. And I'll give you the links, remember, on cuttingthroughmatrix.com at the end of the show. They talk about how they use social engineering and behavior modification. This is where some of the true objectives being implemented under the guise of environmental and climate protection. This is accomplished by exploiting people's desire to maintain a healthy and lasting environment in the name of sustainability. Very big word that, sustainability, means so much. So here's an example of how ICLEI changes behavior, just like another organization called Fostering Sustainable Behavior. There are lots of groups working alongside them, all under the United Nations. And they're responsible for global and regional and in the slideshow here, you can look and see for yourself. Policies and programs take control of a representative government and put it into the hands of regional non-elected boards. This allows elected officials to shirk their responsibilities, and it turns us into a Soviet system based on regionalism. It facilitates both communism and fascism. And that's exactly what Carl Quigley said. He says, there is a group that exists. He says, I've worked with it for 20 years. He was a historian for it, actually. And Quigley said that we don't care who we work with, communists, fascists, dictators, as long as we get them on board in the same agenda. And he was all for it. But it works through and under the United Nations programs and its local Agenda 21. That's Agenda for the 21st Century for Sustainability and bringing you down to absolute poverty. As you all work happily, mind you, we're supposed to be happy to serve the planet and for the future of those with better genes who live much, much better than you at the top, so they're kept in the comforts they're accustomed to. But when you go into the sites, the site itself, they do have, and that's just from this organization's own site, this one here, it's Education and Outreach, ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability, USA. They've got one in every country. It says Education and Outreach, educating the community members about climate change. So they bypass the common people. So you educate community leaders, you see. You're on board, oh, I don't know, he's a backhander under the table. Yeah, I'm on board now, that's how it works. And other environmental concerns to a point where it results in behavior change. This is their own website from the United Nations, too, by the way. It says behavior change, and it can be challenging. Although when awareness of environmental issues is first raised, awareness, when you say raising consciousness or raising awareness, they mean they're going to focus you through propaganda to a topic yet they haven't thought of. And they're going to make sure that you come out of that understanding with the understanding they give you. That's what they mean by raising consciousness, raising awareness. So when raising awareness of environmental issues is raised, you have targeted and well-publicized efforts and well-funded, I should add. The experience gained by the local government can inform and inspire individual action, leading to substantial community-wide reductions in energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. Now, this organization is not some pithy little organization. This is a well-funded group with the ears of all your politicians, right down to your local councillors. Just campaigns that rely solely on providing information rarely have the ability to change people's behavior. Instead, a successful outreach campaign will focus on understanding not only which actions support the behavior you're trying to promote, but also on the specific factors that influence people to take those actions. Research has identified a set of tools, what these toolkits, to promote behavior change, so then you're modifying your behavior, so you'll start parroting this stuff in your conversations to your neighbors and stuff. Obtaining commitments, that means legally binding treaties, using prompts, they actually use prompts, like Pavlov's dogs, by the way, utilizing social norms, designing effective communications, providing incentives, that's the backhanders to the politicians and what people want to get in council, boards, oppositions, and removing external barriers. Not all tools need to be utilized in any one campaign, but note that they are most effective when used in combination with each other. Then they tell the members how to get started and how to canvass and get in touch with local people who have positions of power. And it's all through the school system, too, they get into teaching as well. It's very much like what they do with Common Purpose in Britain, but it's all under the United Nations flag, basically, and into altering your behavior, which isn't hard to do because the behavior you have now was given to you by the culture creation industry that works with these guys. Everything you think you are as a person is literally, you're a composite. You're a composite of your programming and the time that you are born into and grew up in. You're a composite. Even right down to your dress and your speech and your behavior. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, going through just a few of the organizations out of the hundreds and hundreds that work under the United Nations to bring in a planned society worldwide. All the things standardized. They must standardize everything. And you can go back into their techniques for hundreds of years, in fact, back to John Dee, then Bacon, who talked about free trade and building an empire through free trade. But along with the free trade, they'd have to accept, if they want to trade with you, other countries would have to accept the same system as you, which they now call it democracy. They didn't have a name then back then for democracy, but they call it democracy today. And standardization. And the same organizations worked very, very well for a long, long time, bringing in what they called free trade through the British Empire. And then the League of Nations has said, well, the British Empire already is the nucleus of a world governmental system. So they'd build on that, but they'd put the U.S. as the leader from then on because they had more resources and men and a tax base as well. British tax base was bust way back then. And they tried before that, too, to bring in a pan-American union before World War One. In fact. And big players, big wealthy players, the usual suspects and Rockefellers and all the rest of it were funding a pan-American union. And at that time, too, the Milner Group that became the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and combined with the Cedar Road Society, they all worked together, of course, from the beginning. We're trying to do the same thing with Europe. But with Europe, they said there are so many different cultures, they need a faster way to bring in. And voila, you have the Russian Revolution, and then later you had the Bolshevik Revolution to standardize dozens of countries under one and the same system, basically. Americas, though. We know about the Americas because they've written lots about it. And they set up their Organizations of American States. That's the OAS. The OAS apparently started off, really, with a treaty that was signed in the U.S. in Washington in the late 1800s. And then they built the building in 1910 in Washington, D.C., I think. And this is what it's about. It says here, the Charter of the Organization of American States. And here's socialists writing for you. This is the bureaucrats that's going to run us all. Because there's been incredible. They must employ the most obsessive, compulsive people in the planet to do their writing for them. As amended by the Protocol of Amendment to the Charter of the Organization of American States, Protocol of Buenos Aires, signed on February 27, 1967, at the Third Special Inter-American Conference by the Protocol of Amendment to the Charter of the Organization of American States, Protocol of Cartagena de Indias, approved on December the 5th, 1985. This is their own website, by the way, at the 14th Special Session of the General Assembly of the United Nations, whatever. By the Protocol of Amendment to the Charter of the Organization of American States, Protocol of Washington, approved on December 14, 1992, at the 16th Special Session of the General Assembly, and by the Protocol of Amendment to the Charter of the Organization of American States, Protocol of Managua, adopted on June 10, 1993, at the 19th Special Session of the General Assembly. They're very meticulous in their obsessions, aren't they? And they go through their nature and purposes, their principles and members, the fundamental rights and duties of states, and the Pacific settlement of disputes, and collective security, that's what we're under now, integral development, and so on. But I'll put these links up for you to read through. It says here, though, the Charter of Organization of American States. In the name of their peoples, the states represented at the 9th International Conference of American States, convinced that the historic mission of America is to offer to man a land of liberty and a favorable environment for the development of his personality and the realization of his just aspirations. Actually, remember, man is very important when you put that in a treaty. It doesn't mean you. Conscious that the mission has already inspired numerous agreements whose essential value lies in the desire of the American peoples to live together in peace and, through their mutual understanding and respect for the sovereignty of each one, provide for the betterment of all, independence, inequality, and under law. Independence, inequality, and under law. Convinced that representative democracy is an indispensable condition for the stability, peace, and development of the region. Confident in the true significance of American solidarity. Oh, solidarity. The talk of America is here, folks. And good neighborliness can only mean the consolidation on the continent. Could only mean the consolidation. I'll say that again, it's the harder thinking. Could only mean the consolidation on this continent, consolidation, within the framework of democratic institutions, of a system of individual liberty and social justice based on respect for the essential rights of man. And then they're going to be persuaded that the welfare and so on is great, and free trade is great, and blah, 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 blah. But also you must help them out to the redistribution of wealth, written in a different fashion, of course, but that's exactly what it's saying. Well underway, and who are they anyway? Well, they're the guys in charge of the free trade areas of the Americas. You see, they run all this from that particular organization. So, it goes another link here for the free trade area of the Americas. I'll put that along with it too, for those that can stand to read it. But if you want to know what's happening, you've got to go through this stuff. You've got to see what's happening. The mainstream media will never touch it. Their job is not to educate you. Their job is to simply alter your behavior on behalf of these characters by little bits and bites they give out by important people who never tell you the whys or wherefores or the real agenda. And they keep us busy with crisis after crisis after crisis, as we can see today. Perpetual crisis and perpetual war. Remember, the war is really on you. Never forget that. And your family. Now, there's, of course, Saudi Arabia is in the news too, because that's apparently cleared the airspace for Israel to bomb Iran if it wants to. I don't know if they will, because they prefer the U.S. does it for them. It costs less money. And the says here from the Times, Saudi Arabia gives Israel clear skies to attack Iranian nuclear sites, June 12, 2010. So they've conducted a test to stand down its air defenses in Saudi Arabia to enable Israel jets to make a bombing raid on Iran's nuclear facilities, the Times can reveal. Now, what do you mean they can reveal? Does that mean they wait for government to be okay or what? That means they already knew it. I thought they were a free and independent newspaper. In the week that the UN Security Council imposed a new round of sanctions on Tehran, defense sources in the Gulf say that Riyadh has agreed to allow Israel to use a narrow corridor of its airspace in the north of the country to shorten the distance for a bombing run on Iran. To ensure that Israeli bombers pass unmolested, Riyadh has carried out tests to make certain its own jets are not scrambled and missile defense systems are not activated. Once the Israelis are through, the kingdom's air defenses will return to full alert. So it makes you wonder how much of this is just hype to see if Iran will just collapse in itself. And let's be honest, too, if they're going to bomb a nuclear facility that's supposed to be made up there, like many other countries use, to create electricity for the peoples, are they going to blast all that uranium into the air? Well, if they do that, then America better do it and take the blame, I guess. Then you've got the related links with Israeli spies, the rest in Poland, and different things like that, in the same article here. So you're looking, as I say, in one big agenda, everything that happens is an agenda. The whole greening project is part of the UN agenda, written long before it was called the United Nations. And you're all going to live in sustainability, which is dire poverty. And remember what the Royal Institute of International Affairs-CFR said long ago in the charters, they're bringing a world of servitude. Your purpose in the world will be to serve the world. Service to the world. State. And that's still their goal. And they can bring it in quite easily and convince people, once they bring in food shortages and so on, that this is the only way we can go. You understand, we could be made to believe anything. We already have. Every generation is made to believe anything that we want. Anything. At all. Even making you think you're free at times. Because you can go from here to there unmolested. And they still think they're free in lots of countries with their own versions of homeland security. With police dressed like stormtroopers at the sides of the roads or asking for their ID in subways. And they still think they're free. That shows you how mad we are. We're driven to the edge of madness, aren't we? If you believe that, they're free. And you're getting taxed into oblivion under a plan to literally bring all of you down. And so you'll take ration cards instead, and you will allow the state to guide you. And you will decide if the state says you can't breathe, that you won't breathe, and you will do what the state does. And if they say school to work, this is what you're going to work at, you will work at it. Because they combined the Soviet system with that of the West, as was always the plan, by the way. And that came out in the Rees Commission. And Norman Dodd came up with it. There's a very good interview with him up on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, people who are trying to upload the Star Suckers, the worship of celebrities, up to it's getting pulled off all the time. No wonder, because the second part, you see, shows you the cons behind celebrities in charitable work, like Bob Geldof, for instance. And how the billions they rake in, $61 billion they claim for one of their big dues, $7 billion ended up at their target in Africa, which led to, by the way, as people tried to get out to get to the food, a quarter of a million of them died. And the government of Ethiopia was awfully happy because they wanted to eliminate those people anyway. It was ethnic cleansing. And there's Bob up with the G20, prattling on about borrowing more money from the World Bank, and your Prime Minister or your President signs on to take that loan and you give it to the third world country, and you know they'll default because they're meant to, and then you, the taxpayers back home, pay for it. So your government is acting like a bank, and you're down as the guarantor. That's been the same con for as long as I've been alive. The banks love it. Guaranteed money. with compound interest. Not bad, eh? Now, I've gone into eugenics so many times, and people still can't believe it's real, and of course they'll never believe they're already being poisoned and sterilized. They really don't want to believe that. They want to live in denial. They want to believe in a benevolent society at the top, those who rule over them. It's nice to believe that those who rule over you are benevolent and altruistic and special people who come out of virgin wombs. And that's really how they are. Those are the followers in all societies. It can be an awful problem to those who can think. But anyway, this is from the Daily Record. Potential criminals must be targeted before they are born, says a police chief, belonging to the World Association of Police Chiefs, by the way, the United Nations again. June the 11th, the Daily Record. Children must be targeted before birth to stop them being lost to a life of crime, a police chief claimed yesterday. Dumfries and Galloway Chief Constable Patrick Shearer, U.S. police are not acting soon enough to stop children falling into a pattern of crime and...
Is that Alan?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Alan. It sounded like it just went dead there for a second. I'm assuming I'm on air right now. It's Charles in Toronto. Good to hear you again.
How did you get in here? Because nobody was up on my screen.
Oh, I really don't know. It just sort of burped and it went silent for about 15 seconds, and then I heard you say hello. So
switch action. I was in the middle of reading an article about eugenics and how it's being pushed from the top right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I did have a couple of comments, but I don't want to interrupt your
Well, you already have.
I do apologize. Okay, I'll make a quick comment and I'll let you get back to it if that's okay. You know, I've been trying to talk to many people about your work and the work in general for quite a while, and the impression that I run into is that many people have the idea that they don't want to wake up from their dream into my nightmare, even if my nightmare is factually correct. So the impression that's dawned upon me, or the idea that's come into my mind, is people have to be inspired as well as informed. So there has to be an idea out there that can move people forward, saying this is something that's, you know, we know where it's going. I know there's some terrible things out there, but there must be something really great that can move us forward. That's what Mao said. He said, the one thing that scares me is a man with an idea.
Okay.
So do you have any idea what that idea could be, you know, something that could really revolutionize the movement, so that we're not just talking about how intelligent and well-planned and well-heeled and how they've planned it for decades and generations, but how that they're really trying to push laws on us that are really a lie, and here's the truth.
It's more than just that. I mean, literally you'd have to change your whole system because it's been corrupt from the beginning.
Right.
The whole system has to go. You'd have to fire everybody who's in every position.
Oh, that's coming anyway.
That's the only way it happens. If you start a group, it's going to be infiltrated by professionals who are trained. Very good professionals by intelligence services, and they'll take it over, and they will actually use it initially along the right path, and then they'll blend in with some other group on a different path, and before you know it, you're negotiating, and then you're compromising. And then you're a tool of those who already rule. They've done this for centuries.
Well, you know, one idea that struck me, or that seemed to have some success, was in China, is that they had an idea called Falun Gong over there, which was just basic principles of self-control, compassion, and truthfulness. And it the communists ignored it for about 8 to 10 years, and then all of a sudden they realized there was 80 million adherents of it, and it was breaking down the programming. So... and they're still having problems with it. So it could be something
like
that.
There were 80 million in a country that size, to be honest, and they're persecuting them like crazy.
Yeah, they are.
And persecuted a whole bunch of them as well. You understand, nothing. You cannot fight this by force, number one. But,
no.
And yes, the elite have, it's like the old Cold War, they've got thousands of times more guns and armies than they need to destroy the whole world.
Yes.
So you can't do it physically. The only way you do it is non-compliance, but it takes everybody to do the same thing at the same time. Across the board, and that will never happen. And, you know, people would, if people would stop going to work, say, well, if we stop going to work, we're going to stop spending money.
Yep.
And stop paying all the taxes. Then you'd have to come forward then and at least start to pretend, and it would be pretense, that they're going to go along with you and look at things and change things for the better. That way you get a delaying action, if nothing else.
Like a general strike situation, then? Something where people
absolutely.
Just refuse to comply?
That, absolutely. And you'd have to literally clear government out of all these thousands of positions.
Oh, I know.
Thousands and thousands of bureaucrats alive in the highest of styles, like royalty, and they're leading us into a global government that's not to our benefit. That was more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, folks. Alan Ward, we're cutting into the matrix. That article was reading that potential criminals must be targeted before they are born, says Police Chief. Now, that ties in with other articles I've read in the past to do with pharmacology, going into the womb before the child is born, maybe even lobotomizing them, and not be the perfect citizen for them. And this guy belongs to the Chief Police Officers of Scotland. It's the Association of Chief Police Officers, but one for the U.S., Canada, and every other country. They have a site, their own TV station from the U.N., in fact. So it's a worldwide thing. And they want to go into, obviously, abortion if they claim that you might possibly give birth to a criminal. That's what it's about. I've read these articles, as I said before. That ties in exactly with the Prince of Wales, you know, that guy with the red nose who spent his time a bit of Prussian. And he says, Prince of Wales has called for greater population control in the developing world. Now, Britain has just been classed along with every other country now under the IMF as a failed third world state country now. That's what we are. So I guess he's also talking about the rest of us, too, that population control in developed worlds. And he says, and hailed the success of family planning services as abortion in some countries. The Prince of Wales called for population control. It more needs to be done because of the monumental problems that face the environment as population numbers rocket and traditional societies become more consumers. This is from a country that's imported about three times the amount of people they can actually handle. On purpose, of course. Now, this ties in again with another one here. And this is this great character. This article is by a bioethicist, which is a good name today we use for eugenics, a eugenicist, Jacob M. Apple. And it says, beyond fluoride, pharmaceuticals, drinking water, and the public health. He goes on about how wonderful that fluoride was for the public. You know, how wonderful it was, even though it's the opposite is true. We know the real effects of it and so on. But you're a Luddite if you believe that. The grub to the hilt is wonderful and so on. So they're talking about putting lithium in the waters of America to make us all happy. After all, we're already using fluoride. And that's how they use with everything. We're already doing that. So what's the problem of doing this? Remember Huxley said they were drug society, pharma society, and Julian Huxley, the first CEO of UNESCO, United Nations, said the same thing. They would use big pharma. So they use it in Japan. They've noticed in Japan that keeps them happy and good workers, and they don't have so many fights and so on. So they confirmed that a previous study of drinking water in Texas that found a decreased incidence of both suicide and violent crime in countries with higher than average amounts of naturally occurring lithium in the water if these protective benefits are replicated and no equally deleterious effects of such low exposure discovered. Public health authorities may soon confront the question of whether it's ethical to supplement all public water supplies with lithium. And then they go on and quote Peter Kramer. He was the frontman for Big Pharma, the psychiatrist who does more writing for them and promoting pharmacology for psychopharmacology than anything else. He was the guy who pushed Prozac on everyone. And he loves drugging children. He's the guy who's really, really pushing it. And he doesn't stop with lithium, folks. He wants to go a lot further than that. That's also what's going on right now. It has been for a while. From Hamish myself and Ontario, Canada, it's good night to your God, or your God's goal with you.
With recent